Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Great Days Warrant Hash. That was submitted by Becoming Senti 1 on Twitter. January's giveaway is an official High Court TV shirt. Now, this is a crew shirt that only people on the crew of my new Comedy Central show have or own. I don't know what most of the crew is doing with theirs, but we got one for you guys, and we're going to give it away. All you got to do is become a 420 Club member to be eligible to win, and sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. And for my plugs, this Saturday I'm doing Doug Loves Movies in Austin, Texas at the Cap City Comedy Club at 420. And then next Tuesday I'm going to be out in Oxnard, California doing stand-up at a place called Levity Live out there in Oxnard. All of my dates and deets and links are at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show! Everybody, we're back. Blast off. We're back. We're back in this basement with Big J Okerson and an empty seat.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. He's over there. Jeff Ross is here. He's got
sandwich.
I told him make sure he doesn't bring the sandwich, the food onto the set.
You did?
Yeah. Because Who wants to watch you eat that thing? What is it?
I sort of do.
Yeah. If Jay's into it.
No, I don't want anybody. I'd love to watch you eat it.
I can't smoke pot and not eat.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hear that. Oh, shit, it's 19 minutes after the hour, so we got 1 minute to... you still like a nice sativa, Jeff?
I think sativa would be good for this.
Okay. That's what I'm loading up all these little pipes with, so you can
Cheers,
pick anyone.
Everybody.
Until it
you
shuts
can pick anyone you want.
It's an indica to shut us down?
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys talk too much, I'll slip you an indica.
The last time I was here, I wasn't worried about being late this time, because the last time I was here... You spent the first 10 minutes of the show yelling at the crew about the animation not being good enough.
I did?
It was years ago.
What animation?
Whatever
yeah,
it was.
You were on the second episode
yeah.
of all time, and I never yell at the crew.
Okay. Well, you can look at that right now online.
What? Wait, while we were on... Hey, speaking of the crew, turn the fucking fan off.
See? Happy
Let's
New
put
Year,
fucking
fellas.
Fan.
Cheers. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Congrats, yeah. Doug.
Is your resolution straight up turkey sandwiches?
Yeah.
I just remember, Jeff, you got really, really high. You had really fun hair at the time.
Uh-huh.
And you got really, really high, and all you could do was roast me the whole time.
Well.
Like I'd ask you a question, and then you'd just make another joke about my jacket.
It's the Roastmaster General.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing my bag of tricks.
But yeah, go ahead and smoke something. There's plenty of lighters over here, and I loaded up with a sativa called... What's it called?
I just like the look of this.
Jack Snow. Yeah, that's a fun...
Crazy,
makes you feel like you're...
A wizard.
Yeah, or you're about to do some serious studying or philosophizing.
Yeah, bang a student.
All right.
The show's got to be really fun when you bring people who don't smoke very much, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple of people that have, not been strong smokers that kind of lose it a little bit.
I'm
Is
ready.
That a good one?
That's a good one.
Good hit.
What a way to start the day. Shit.
We got a Blackberry
Kush. Let's get Doug.
All right.
I'm psyched. Good to be back. Big J, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. That really invigorated you.
I'm not going to roast you this time. This time I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to host the show.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm here with my two guests, Big J. Okerson and Doug Benson. We're at Getting Doug with High. I'm your host, Jeff Ross.
The Hostmaster General.
The Hostmaster General. And we have a great selection of pipes here today, and we're going to be talking about important world stuff.
Yeah.
Any questions, Doug?
Do you want to do your, you got something that you're excited to plug?
Roast Battle is
yeah.
on every Sunday at 11 on Comedy Central.
Hell yeah.
Hope you watch. And our finals are the end of the month on Comedy Central, four nights in a row. It's a bracketed tournament this time, 16 comics.
And it was all at the Comedy Cellar in New York?
Well, no, we did.
Or you traveled around with it?
We went to Denver, Atlanta, New York, and L.A. Oh, looking for the best roasters. And the best 16 from around the country, around the world, in fact, are competing. We're going to take the old House of Blues across from the Comedy Store. We broke it up. We cleaned it up because it's closed now.
Right.
We're taking the stage out. We're building our own arena in there.
Oh, nice.
And we're
going to like an octagon kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to do a roast battle live on Comedy Central the last, like, 4 days of January.
I love it.
It's like the old UFC, that bracket style. You have to go multiple times in a night at the end.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Your last season's winner is now an L.A. resident.
Yeah, Mike Lawrence is helping us.
He moved out here?
As a writer and producer type person. And,
right.
And we got great people doing the show. I can't announce it yet because we're still figuring out the last couple slots. Huge judges.
Some people don't want to battle, you think? Like some comics don't have it in them?
It's hard. It gets so personal.
Right.
I'm dealing with all kinds of drama all the time behind the scenes with people who take it too personally and stuff like that.
I didn't know that guy was going to call me the N-word, that kind of thing.
Or he knows, you know, a lot of relationship stuff, you know, who dated who.
Who you fucked is going to come up.
All kinds of weird stuff.
These guys are playing vicious.
It is weird that people get, like, upset about that. That's one thing I always thought was great about Lampanelli on the roasts, was you really could go at her, and she never, at least outwardly, never seemed to get upset at all.
She's always been a great sport.
Yeah, she's pretty open about how much she loves black dicks. So you can't really go at her with, hey, you like black dicks? Yeah, I do.
True that.
Great one. What's next?
I think she's evolved as a person where she likes all dicks now.
Oh, okay.
All dicks matter.
That's the evolution. The evolution is to get to all dicks. Yeah, I never understand getting upset about stuff. Like, you know, there was a roast that those two, Scott Chaplin and Evan Williams in New York, had one. They both, I think, have dead parents, and it was just from the get-go, just volatile, but they both killed, and it was like, none of them got upset at all. It was one of the best battles I've ever seen.
People talk about that battle.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they stream it. They streamed it.
Two of my favorite battlers. It's
dead,
gotten
dead
where people are...
jokes. That's
people,
intense.
One went at it right away, and then the other one just like flipped into his like... And it was notes like three pages back. He's like, oh, okay, let's just start with that. And then and then they just did three rounds of just... It was... The one kid, Evan Williams, had... You know, it's they do the three rounds. If it gets to three rounds, you know, if somebody wins round, if they split round one and two. In the third possible round that could have happened... Evan Williams had an entire song, like he changed the lyrics of the Brady Bunch song.
Wow!
To make fun of this kid and his dead family, from the Brady Bunch team. He had the entire in it. When I was judging that battle, and I was taken back because I was like, "That's a you had that in your pocket the whole time.
Wow.
Like, that wasn't the one you were going to definitely whip out. Like
that
an entire song you wrote. That's crazy."
Wow.
I think he
That's a great strategy. You hold back your big joke for the overtime.
Yeah, the trouble is you got to get to that overtime.
Yeah.
You know?
And we do it for fun every Tuesday, Doug. You got to come hang out with us.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
You would really? Love it. You'd be so good
I love
good
watching
at
it. I don't want to participate.
You don't have to roast. Just come judge
yeah.
or
judge
hang
it.
Out.
I'd love to judge. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Chappelle was there last night. It was so fun. And he loves the, you know, breaking down the new comics. It's fun.
That's awesome. Late every Tuesday.
Yeah, like 11 at the Comedy Store. It's like free, I think.
Yeah, I do mean to come by, but you know.
And if you want to come to the House of Blues shows, we have tickets up on all the Roast Battle pages and stuff.
Free tickets. Okay.
So free tickets for the finals for the true fans.
Oh, okay. How do they get them?
They have to go to, I don't know.
Do they have to buy Wonka bars?
Google that shit.
Google it.
Worst plug ever.
Google it, yeah. But also...
on my Instagram, I'll plug something.
Your
later
tour dates and merch and more are at roastmastergeneral.com.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish I had merch. And
I'm trying to be a good guest. You're doing a great job hosting. So oh, I'm trying to be a good guest on your show.
Yeah, Doug will be appearing on Get Doug with High all the time on Jash. Big J has
all,
a radio show that he's
right
taping
here
today.
For you to say it right. Right.
Legion of Skanks. And
I feel like you're going into an anxiety hole.
Yeah.
back and forth.
Yeah. SiriusXM with Dan Soder, The Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Channel 95.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-oh, you're making a move?
I'm just...
Okay.
When I start smoking pot, I start like...
you can't sit still.
Right.
It like, it energizes you.
If I smoke pot at this hour...
Take a few laps, bro.
Yeah.
I just want to... Can I just...
No, he was... This is exactly what happened 3 years ago. He was up out of his seat for a lot of it.
Are you posing like Jethro Tull behind me? Out in space, floating.
This is fun. Doug hasn't yelled at the crew in 4 minutes.
Legion of Skanks. Turn that fucking fan back on. Legion of Skanks is every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Well, people can listen to it live?
They can watch it live.
Oh, watch it. Okay, you stream it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And that's it, YouTube and legionofskanks.com.
Yes, sir.
BigJComedy.com for tour dates.
Big J's blowing up.
Yeah, really are, man.
Thank you.
It's all coming together for you.
It's the weed.
Yeah, I like to think that it's that's very helpful. When it turned 120 here in this room, it was 420 in places like Atlanta, Georgia, and Boston, Massachusetts, Toronto.
Sick.
How you doing back there, Jeff?
I'm taking it all in.
Are you more like a guest or a security? Are you doing the security detail back
it's
there?
It's a comedy show so with comics, so I'm the insecurity guard. If somebody's having a rough day, I just give them one of these.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. That's what I need.
You having insecurities around here? I'm the insecurity guard. I got you.
I need a tight hug to talk me down.
Yeah. You're getting kind of intense there for a second.
I like this backdrop. This is leftover from the Neil deGrasse Tyson
I swear,
hostage
we could
video.
Cut to the, him making that same joke 3 years ago.
Is it Neil deGrasse?
Neil deGrasse Tyson,
Neil
I think.
I think you're thinking of Degrassi Junior High.
Yes, that's right. That classic TV show.
And then brought back with, I believe, Drake.
Right.
Yeah, this is all fun pot
that makes
information.
Sense. I think that's right. Have you smoked enough, Jay? You're not...
Keep going.
Yeah, please.
I have a tolerance.
People love it when we smoke a lot.
I have a tolerance until I don't. And then...
Oh, you hit a wall?
Yeah. And then it starts going, I think my hands are numb. And then I want to make phone calls I shouldn't make.
Who are you calling?
My dad.
Really?
I'm going to yell at my dad.
You get too high and then yell at your dad?
No. I get too high and I should probably talk to somebody, but instead I just kind of like curl up and wait to die. It's never happened, so. Great news, everyone. It's never happened.
You're not dead yet?
Nope.
Good for
Don't
you.
Bury me.
Good for you. You're doing it. 2016 was a hard year to get through.
Nobody's died yet this year.
Yeah, right?
We got it. We've done it.
Yeah. Who's going to be first? I hope it's not me. I hope it's not me.
Yeah, I don't want to be first. You might get some good extra attention out of being first of 2017.
Oh.
But
Daniel does not like this line of questioning.
But you have to go down in roast battle the way the general would.
Yeah.
We lost Jeff Ross in the roast battle.
He got roast battled to death.
In the roast.
They should have a roast battle to death.
In the roast battle of Los Angeles.
Right? No Jess. Food, drink, or water
until
somebody
I
goes, I can't roast anymore.
Oh, okay. So it'll take a few days, right? How long does it take a person to just die if they don't get any food or water?
I don't know. Probably a week, right?
Yeah.
Oof.
Is that it?
I would die. I would want to kill myself in 3 hours, but...
Is there nothing to eat?
I love how, like, the jokes are just get down to, like, you're so frail.
You're so hungry that people in Ethiopia are like, that guy is hungry.
Did you guys see the Hollyweed sign?
I did.
I saw it on your pages.
Yeah,
and I was like,
people immediately just came to me like, you did this, which, you know, I guess it's nice to get credit for that.
It is nice to get credit for it, but yeah. you don't strike me as the guy who's in the middle of the night climbing a fence to
vandalize
a sign.
He exactly strikes me as the guy who would have planned from the behind the scenes, though.
Yeah, maybe I could have made a couple calls.
But I don't think you're a public disruptor. I don't think you would do
that. Not really. Not that that really disrupts anything. As pranks go, it's pretty cute.
You're legit. You're not going to, like, mess with the city.
I like the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
What happens to
I climbed it my first weekend I lived in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah, me and my buddies, we went up, climbed up there, and we stood around the O and took pictures.
It's adorable. What kind of trouble does that dude get into if he gets caught?
Oh, it's probably a good, weekend in jail and then some serious fines.
But, yeah, no real jail time.
But they'd arrest you on the spot at the site, I bet, if they caught the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they're going to take measures now to keep people from keep doing stuff to
the
sign.
Well, it has happened before. I think in the 70s somebody changed it to Hollyweed, and it's been changed to other things a couple other times.
Someone said Kesha, that singer, did something to it.
Oh, yeah?
Who was telling me that the other day? Hmm. Do we have a fact checker?
You look up Kesha and the Hollywood sign, please, yep. Daniel. Yep.
Also, you can watch a video of her drinking her own pee.
Really?
And apparently,
like what?
There's a picture. Apparently, there's a picture of her with jizz all over. I don't know if it's her.
What?
Though.
What am I looking for here?
I would go jizz piss.
Jizz on the Hollywood sign.
Jizz piss Hollywood
with
sign.
The sign of piss.
If I was gonna order it, that's the order I would go. Jizz piss Hollywood sign. Oh no, maybe I'd build.
Somebody made a Kesha Wood once.
Mm.
With the dollar sign or something.
Yeah.
Probably they made a Kesha Wood.
How do you do that? That seems involved.
You gotta add letters. Oh, really?
Has what?
Has the info about Kesha?
No.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, I knew all about that. Yeah. No, I didn't introduce it as a pot topic, but it is a pot topic. And but we're gonna talk about more of those when we come back. We'll be right back, you guys.
Come back from where?
CISO, spelled S-E-E-S-O, is the new ad-free streaming service bringing you hilarious original series, hand-picked classics, weeks of stand-up specials, and more. Every episode of SNL, ever, including new episodes the day after they air. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers the day after they air. And they even have classics like 30 Rock, Parks and Recreation, and Saved by the Bell. British comedies like the original Office with Ricky Gervais, the entire Monty Python catalog, the IT Crowd, and Steve Coogan as Alan Partridge. Discover the next big names in comedy and watch the icons before they made it big. CISO is ad-free and just $3.99 per month. Last night I watched Bajillion Dollar Properties from the minds behind Reno 911, 911, and Comedy Bang Bang. It was hilarious. You want the best new original comedy? You want CISO. And right now, my listeners can try CISO for free for 2 months when you use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, at checkout. Shows you can't get anywhere else, from critically acclaimed original series like Take My Wife or Harmon Quest to all 40-plus years of SNL. CISO is the only place that offers every episode ever made and the new episodes the day after they air. Just go to CISO, CESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code Doug at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code Doug. Oh, that's Jay.
Refill. I barely drank any. No, I got nothing. The sandwich is delicious, but it's very dry.
They'll run you in a beverage because...
I think I'll survive.
Mouth is a serious.
Somebody run Jeff a turkey sandwich.
No, I gotta have. You want some?
No.
Take another bite of that if you want.
I just feel bad eating by myself. No, I'm fine.
Where's the sandwich from?
I'll wait till the next break, huh?
Is this some great place or just some place?
I'm not sure. I asked Daniel if there was anything if we get the munchies. He said, "What do you want?" We do this at 1:15 LA time. It's exactly when I'm conditioned to eat breakfast.
That's your breakfast time.
Yeah. So.
So what time do you have to be on the set of Fast and Furious 8? But yeah, we were talking about the Hollyweed sign. Apparently, it's a misdemeanor trespassing. So it doesn't sound like you get in too much trouble for getting caught for it. But on New Year's Day in 1976, some guy changed it to Hollyweed. Also,
maybe it's the same guy.
Oh yeah.
Wonder what his take on it is.
But it's interesting. Both of them happen around the holidays. I think Hollywood sign's been changed to say, "Oh, Kesha." We figured out that Kesha Wood.
And got jizz on
was a thing. and she got jizz on herself and she drank her own pee. We got to see all of that during the break. You guys had to just listen to me talk about CISO.
Which, by the way,
you have a thing on CISO?
And I feel like I was there's. They don't involve me on any of those screenshots at all.
Yeah, I know. We got to the next one we do. We got to
mother effers.
We got to fix it.
Yeah, I have a show. What's
about your show?
Hey,
what's
thanks.
Your fucking deal? It's all crowd
Cheers.
Work show.
Well, you got so many shows.
I do have a
lot
of shows.
That's part of the problem. Like that one's not even in your.
Part of the problem is Dave Smith's podcast on Gas Digital Network. Constant plugs.
That's what it's called?
My friend Dave. Yeah, you met Dave. He's one of the Legion of Skanks.
Oh, okay.
He has a political talk show.
And what's it called?
It's called Part of the Problem. Oh, okay. Libertarian. Mm. When those guys are out here in L.A., you should have them on here. Those guys have ridiculous weed tolerance somehow. I don't know how they do it. They never seem to get stoned, and they just keep going.
Hmm. Did you guys watch The Bachelor the other day?
Mm-mm.
I've never seen it before, and I watched it for the first time. It's so funny. You have to watch
What are you, like dating somebody?
No.
Because that's usually guys get
David Spade maybe
with their wife or girlfriend. Or David Spade.
The Bachelor?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. The only reality show I do is The Bad Girls Club, which is just the greatest show on TV, I think.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it so good? Are they really bad girls?
Yes, they just gather seven of the worst people ever, these chicks, and they put them in a house and they just feed them booze all day long. And then they, like, the first episode of this season, somebody went to the hospital. Like, they hurt each other, like, violently fight. It's
wow.
great. They fuck. There's blurred out nudity. A camera guy, hey crew, if Doug keeps yelling at you, go get a job in the Bad Girls Club. But wear tight pants because you're going to bone up a lot. These chicks are pretty hot and they pussy lips out fight daily. I'm talking to you, crew.
You picked the wrong show
Just
to work
know.
On.
You guys got
yelled
options.
At by a stoner.
If me and Jeff fight, the most you're going to get is some dong flop. And that's...
But what happened when you watched The Bachelor? Are you hooked now?
I'm curious to what happens. What I couldn't wrap my head around is the motivation. Like one of the contestants is a beautiful woman from Montreal,
yeah.
and she's special ed teacher. So she's like, I want to find love. She could go out with anyone she wants. So I don't understand the motive. So
the being on TV part, I guess, because even if you don't get the guy. You're advertising for yourself. Like when she goes back to her hometown, she'd be a little bit more of a celebrity, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Meet men that way, but it's all pretty gross. It's all disgusting.
Well, it seemed
that
fun.
Like the idea is I'm going to meet the person I'm going to marry
but
and live the rest
once.
Of my life.
They're
with.
Still married.
It has happened.
The
yeah.
first batch. So
how many
really?
Fucking seasons
one
have they done of The Bachelor?
Yeah, the very first one. They're
million.
Still married.
I wonder if they give them incentive to stay married so the show keeps happening. Do you know
well,
what I mean?
Most
like
of them
guys...
don't. Most of them fail.
Yeah, but because that one worked, I wonder if they, like, you know.
That's
yeah.
an interesting
They might be, yeah, they might
theory.
Be just living high on the hog, just getting paid
they
off.
They had to get, they have to stay married.
20 seasons.
20 far.
Seasons.
Jesus.
Wow.
Bad Girls
That's
Club's
just Bachelor.
Seven.
Have they ever
That's
done Celebrity Bachelor? Could I do it?
They should do a thing like that. Or Comedy Central might do a one-off special, like where they try to get you a girl.
They did do it, Jeff. It's called Flavor of Love, starring Flavor Flav. That was Celebrity Bachelor. And then the Brett Michaels one. Remember the Brett Michaels
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
that
was good TV.
That was really
oh
good TV.
Oh, my God, I love that show.
Flavor Flav wasn't as good TV because you know those girls were there simply to be on TV. But I believe some of these just rock pigs really wanted a shot
those
at Brett Michaels'
Those Brett
dick.
Michael girls were so... I love when they do the parody of it on SNL and Amy Poehler was the girl with one leg jumping around.
That show was great. Yeah, yeah, I mean, Flavor Flav's girls, like, one girl shit her pants the first day.
Oh, yeah. No,
why?
Like, there was, well, wasn't it like, didn't she get it out somehow? Wasn't it like, oh, there's shit on the steps or something inside
oh,
the
yeah.
house?
Oh, yeah, she, like, pulled aside.
She
dropped the shit like a, and
yeah.
She walked in
she
shit like an elephant.
Dropped. Like an elephant.
She left a log on the floor.
Yeah.
That's, and she didn't get kicked out the first day.
Nuh-uh.
They probably didn't want to go near her.
Let's keep her around.
They kept her
They're
around.
They're just like, yeah. all right, we're just, you don't have to leave, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, you can't lay
the Brett
logs
Michaels.
Here.
Yeah, the Brett Michaels one, those girls were ridiculous.
Yeah, what was it called, though, the Brett Michaels
Rock of Love.
One? Rock of Love.
But they, what's great about all those Bad Girls Club, not The Bachelor so much, but Bad Girls Club, like the trashy ones that I watch, is the fun is pick a girl you like. There's an 80% chance she's going to or has done porn that will come out.
Right. So you got a good preview of somebody. You're like, oh, I'd like to see her.
Yeah. Why do I know 5 Kesha songs?
I like to see her and Kesha. Yeah. All right, guys, ready for more pot topics?
Pot topic.
Is that children?
Yes, we got some neighborhood kids. We smoked them out and said, now just say pot topic.
They're getting dug with high choir.
Yeah.
Nonprofit.
According to a new report by Archive Market Research, North American marijuana sales grew by an unprecedented 30% in 2016 to $6.7 billion as the legal market expands in the U.S. and Canada. It's a lot of money. A lot of money for this whole weed thing. Everyone should just get on board.
And they just legalized it in so many other states.
Yeah, we got like 4 more on the board now, so it's like...
Who's the most successful weed investor ever? I wonder.
Oh, I don't know, because they probably going to become quietly.
Like they're eventually going to become like the tobacco companies, where they're huge conglomerates, I bet.
Yeah, no, it's a good
lobbyists.
Good thing to get in on. I don't want to.
Have you ever made a weed investment?
I haven't really. Because I sort of feel like weed is already given. Yeah, it's already given me so much. Why do I need to push it?
I got it. I got you.
I put my money in something else.
I know it's not wardrobe, lighting, set design, and makeup.
He's back. The Roastmaster's back.
He's got it.
Got a belly full of turkey sandwich.
I'll be here all week. I'm all carved up now on a turkey sandwich.
Just take a big bite of that and say, I am Groot. Vermont. You guys go to Vermont often in your stand-up comedy travels? You like it, though, right?
Bought a pair of clogs there once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just in Burlington, Vermont. Did not enjoy it.
Really? What went wrong?
It was, it's one of those towns that it's, I always thought getting into comedy that the liberal people would be the fun people to perform for.
Sure.
They're the worst ones to perform
for. Well, the super liberal you're talking about.
Yes, they're upset about every joke you start. They're kind of like, where is this, better not be going somewhere?
I think most people at comedy shows, though, are liberal. They're just not aggressive liberals like you're talking about. But Vermont, yeah, it's a pretty liberal place, I guess.
And they were so, like, just wishy-washy on everything. Nervous.
Well, that's
people.
Why you got to get them, you know, you got to get the high crowd to come in.
Yeah, well, it was also...
Because they don't, you know...
It was Thanksgiving weekend, so a lot of people were gone from school. I heard the school people were a little better.
Well, I would think at least 192 people would have been there because the governor there... pardoned 192 people who had been convicted of possessing small amounts of marijuana. So that's cool.
A lot of that going on.
A lot of that. A lot of
they were locked up,
let out of jail. Yeah.
The president has another couple weeks to.
You know, because they probably had a small amount of marijuana, and it was a third offense or something. And you know,
gotcha. Yeah, I was going to say, why would you go to jail for that? Yeah. I think in New York now you can carry an ounce and just get a ticket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And how, do we know anybody who's got one of those tickets?
Yeah, I think Luis J. Gomez got one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Shit. Because I was trying to make the point that it's just not really happening unless, again, it's probably like, you know, I bet you the number of people getting those tickets, there's many more black people getting tickets for marijuana than white
people. Well,
he's Hispanic, people.
But he's, he got caught basically smoking. And they got rid of that really quick before they actually got, like, approached by the plainclothes cop.
Yeah.
But then, and they knew he was smoking, but they only gave him the ticket for the, but they took him in. Like, they brought him to the station and everything, but they let him go, like, an hour later.
Jesus. Hmm. I don't like that.
And his friends all let him take the fall. That's a weird position. When you're all smoking weed, but one guy has it on him. What do you do in that scenario? Do you all go down?
Just run like a man.
Just take off, just hightail it out.
Yeah, I always think like whenever, like one time I was in a group of people where cops rolled up and said, hey, what's up? And, you know, nobody thought to run, so nobody did really. But like when you're 5 or 6 people, you all run in a different direction.
Well,
most of you are going to get away.
I'm saying if you don't run, though, and they kind of catch you, but one guy, they're kind of going at one guy, what do you do?
You know, I guess you could yell something like, it's all of our weed.
Yeah.
He's just holding it. But, like, I don't know.
You let one guy take the fall?
I don't think the cops want to bring in everybody.
They have better things to do.
Yeah.
than bringing nobody. But that's where we're kind of headed, I hope.
Yeah.
The president will hopefully pardon some more nonviolent drug offenders before he leaves office. That would be cool. Not an easy thing to do, by the way.
You got to worry about somebody?
Yeah. I mean, what if they do something? You know, it's nerve-wracking. You got to really make sure they're a good person and they deserve another chance.
That's true. If the guy gets pulled over for smoking weed on his way to murder 8 people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank God I got pardoned. I can go finish my job.
Yeah. Still got that murder on. Didn't forget about that murder.
Oh, yeah. Probably been jailed for 6 months.
Hunter S. Thompson's widow is planning on selling cannabis with his name on it. A Gonzo brand of cannabis will be sold in recreational marijuana dispensaries. So that's good, I guess.
It's capitalizing.
So you can control your name and sell it that way now? I always feel like every time you ever went to a bought pot in the beginning, they just made up a name and they could call it whatever they want. Like, this is Pineapple Express. Or, well, are you paying Seth Rogen? No.
Yeah. No, there's lots of... you know, lots of people that question what's going on with the strains and the names, and I just don't. I just want to get high. You know, I try not to worry about it.
Yeah.
The names, yeah, I've never thought one was particularly better than another.
Yeah.
Are pot names, pot strain names, the new porn names? Like, people used to think of funny porn names. Now we can think of funny pot strain names.
There's a formula.
Yeah, but they're not. They don't really go funny usually. Like, Blackberry Kush is the indica we've got on the table today. There's nothing fun or funny about that, really. At least it's not aggressive. I don't like the ones like Green Crack and AK, you know.
The violence-setting one?
Yeah. It's just weird. Like, why, you know. Just in general, when people are like, let's smoke some weed and get fucked up.
It's like, just whatever
let's
weed,
just get
right?
High, man.
Let's do some Columbine 99.
The NFL, you guys. There's a guy named Chantrell Henderson. He's a third-year offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. He's facing a 10-game suspension for violating the substance abuse rules. But it's unique in that it involves marijuana, and marijuana is legal in many states, and he also uses it to combat,
Crohn's disease.
You can use it for lots of things, is what it's saying here. But this story could have been a little bit more succinct about what the point of it is. But many NFL players are using marijuana for pain and are, you know, going to probably, you know, step up and try to get them to change the rules.
A friend of mine had a ruptured ovarian cyst a couple of days ago.
What was his
and
name?
The only thing that could help her was edibles.
Really?
Yeah. Took other stuff, other painkillers doesn't help, but edibles, like, calmed her down and made her feel better. So a lot of medicinal value.
If Percocet doesn't work for that and marijuana does, you've had a Percocet problem.
Right.
There's no way Percocet is way stronger than we...
I like to think if anything happens to me, that at least I'll have weed, you know, to make me feel better and not have to get hooked on something strong like that.
Better to take your mind off of stuff, too, than any kind of painkiller.
Yeah, needs a musical guest right now. Does anybody play? Was there a band that we can bring
out? It's funny you should
out?
Mention that, because when we come back from the break, after this next break, we play, people send us theme songs, music
oh, really?
To play.
I love that.
Yeah, and so you'll get to hear, I'm not sure if this is a new one for us, but it'll be a new one for you after we get back from the break. How are we doing on time, by the way? This is just sailing along, yeah.
More weed? Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Hamburger.
You're a perfect guest.
Chappelle was on stage at the Comedy Store last night doing telling everyone about Hamburger, which
I
was a comedian who's
Alonzo
around
Jones.
East Coast guy. So
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
It was a tribute.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fun.
Hamburger, that was all his punchlines.
Yeah.
I always use the example where I first saw him on stage. He just goes, Elian Gonzalez coming over this country on a boat. Hamburger ain't having it.
You would just say hamburger at the end of, like,
just add it to anything.
Yeah. It was so great. Little boy came out of his country in a rat.
He's out there wearing his white cowboy hat right now, laughing at this.
Alonzo Jones.
Yeah. just saying to himself, hamburger.
What about the smoke alarms? You ever have an issue?
No. Now that you mention it.
So like before it starts raining down sprinklers on us.
Yeah, it's never gone off.
That's crazy. Hey, let's put this desk under the sprinkler and smoke pot into it for 3 years and see if it goes off.
Well, we start off in another location, so that we haven't been here. This is our third spot where we've done the show. We just have to, you know, whenever they find us, we have to move to a new spot. But
it's subversive.
Yeah, it doesn't set shit off, I guess.
Lucky.
I don't know how that works.
Me either.
I don't know why. Because I've smoked pot in tons of hotel rooms that, like, if you smoke a cigarette in the room, it would set shit off, but the weed doesn't for some reason. Something different about the makeup of the smoke,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
I mean, if it was ever going to happen, today's the day.
Right? Let's do it, you guys. Let's make it happen.
I'll blow it right into it and see what happens.
Have you had enough, Jeff?
Let's tempt fate.
One more hit.
Yeah. Another hit for Jeff. You want to do the one that's supposed to be my face?
Yes.
There you go.
That's great.
Enjoy that.
Oh, look at that, Doug. Doug has a classic show business look. You put that guy in a tuxedo, shave him up a little bit.
Oh, my God. Remember when we did the Gong Show?
Of course.
Yeah, we did a Gong Show pilot for the WB network.
Really?
Yeah, and... I got to put on a tuxedo and bang the gong when I didn't like the acts. It was super fun. Jeff was the host.
Did it have
Ralphie May was the warm-up.
Yep.
Joe Wagner and Bonnie McFarlane were on it with me, too. And then you got real... They did two episodes. One with just three young comics, youngish, and then one with the amazing classic people. Like, who was on the...
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah.
It was one of the last things.
One of the last things
together.
He did. We got to sit around.
That was my first comedy special I ever watched.
Him and Jenny McCarthy and...
Who was the third person?
I think it was D.L. Hughley.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. That was fun to do. I still keep thinking, like, that show should come back. Like, I want to do the bong show. And, like,
wow,
you just take you take a big bong rip as soon as you're bored. Like when you're watching the acts, if you get bored, you take a bong rip. like it's got to be entertaining enough to make you stop smoking for a few minutes. Yeah, we got to take another break, and you'll get to hear that song when we come back.
Oh, good.
And we'll be right back with Jeff Ross and Big J Oakerson.
Foolish wizard! When the sands in this dark hourglass run out, its power will be mine!
Sorry, I should take this. It's my roommate. It could be an emergency.
What? Come on!
Hey, Elizabeth, is everything okay?
No, Margaret. Everything is not okay.
Oh my God, what's wrong?
I can't find the remote!
Dude! I told you not to bother me at work unless it's an emergency.
This is beyond emergency, Margaret. This is the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, and it starts in 5 minutes. Monster queens driving monster trucks. Who's going to end up on top and who's going to be a bottom? Forever. Help!
This is so unprofessional.
Definitely not an emergency. Can I call you back? I'm kind of busy.
Margaret!
Wizard!
Hold on!
Oh, my God.
Okay, so did you check under the couch?
Duh.
Okay, well, including the cushions?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the kitchen?
Why would it be in the kitchen?
You're always in the kitchen.
I'm never in the kitchen. I keep all my food in the living room so I can grab it from the couch. I'm not walking all the way over there.
It's 10 feet away. Just check.
Come on! Why are you kidding me?
I'm not seeing it, dude.
You do realize I'm about to kill you.
Shut up! I just found it. Toad's dropped it in my bag of chips. My bad.
Love you. Bye.
This all started because a group of friends gave me far too much confidence. So
that's amazing. I was just like saying, like, you're the best. You're so hilarious.
Funny,
Beth, you're funny.
So funny. I lived with like seven other girls my junior year in a house called Tequila Mockingbird. Because you name all the houses at Miami
after
University.
Booze, duh.
And I would just like, I'd come home and then I'd stand in the living room and essentially like regale them with my day, and they'd be like, you're so funny. And so they're like, you should do stand-ups. Like, just enough people told me that by the time senior year rolled around, I was like, you know what? I'll crash this open mic at this bar called Balcony. And 50 of my closest friends came out and just made me think that I was way better at stand-up comedy than I was.
This is the best.
That's a great story.
Some people are like, stand-up's hard. First couple times you're gonna bomb. I'm like, I killed
a
star. it wasn't until my first paid gig that I was like, oh, wow, this is reality, huh? I feel bad taking your money.
It's getting the weird high. Gonna get there in the basement for your entertainment. It's getting the weird high.
It got Jeff up out of his seat, that music by Tim Donovan.
Play it again.
You can find
it's
him
so
at
good.
Adult Twim on Twitter. Adult Twim.
Play another one.
His name's Tim Donovan, and Jeff wants to hear it again. He wants to dance to it. Can people see this? Or is it just a shot of the logo again? Okay. All right.
All right, is there another one?
Nope, we're going to do some plugs.
That was the best one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Of the ones you just heard, which one did you like the best?
They sounded similar.
Yeah. That was it. That was just the one. But
that should be your theme song.
Tim Donovan, you
What's
made
the
it.
Second line?
Jeff
What's
Ross
the second
loves
line?
Your...
Getting dug with high. Then what did he say?
I don't even remember the words.
I think he could make it a little better, and then it could be your theme song.
Okay.
Like you can't hear it, but you got to be able to hear it.
All right.
That's awesome, though. Put some trumpets on that. Get a Idina Menzel down here. You got to hit. I'll sit in here so it looks like...
Is this your impression of Tom Cruise's character in Tropic Thunder?
I'll turn this. I'll flip this whole shit
Yeah,
over.
Right?
I'm going to dance on you.
Roast Battle. Roast Battle on Comedy Central.
Thank you.
Watch it. When? Sundays?
Sundays at 11. I think we're going to Denver.
10 Central.
Denver and Atlanta this week in the regionals.
Nice.
Pretty fun.
I
Funny
love it.
People. Our Denver show was actually shot the day after the election. So there's a lot of crazy jokes in the show.
Okay, yeah. People lost their minds a little bit.
I got to be
in Denver, your hometown, Doug. Just kidding.
I do like Denver.
It's a great town. I got to be a part of a roast battle doing the warm up the crowd up in Montreal. It's such a fucking amazing show. Jeff really did something pretty great with this.
Thanks, Jay. You judge all the time, man.
All the time. I'm the house judge now.
Is that right?
In New York, yeah, because Mike moved.
I love that.
And they asked me if I'd be the guy like there every week when I'm in town. I was like, yeah, sure.
That is fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it. It's fun.
Yeah, very nice.
I get really impressed, man. L.A. also, but New York just like, it's almost a way for me to get to know
the comedians.
The young guys who I don't know, you know, came up behind me, so I get to meet these guys. And some of them
Do they go after
hilarious.
The judges ever?
Sure, they'll go back and forth with us
not
once
really.
In a while, but not
very
really.
Rarely.
They're young enough, and they kind of tend to like, kind of eat it because they're already so nervous and going back and forth with each other. But like, we
they go
really
after
goes
me, through. But the, you know, it's like part of the fun.
It's great.
Let's do your plugs to BigJOkerson.com.
BigJComedy.com.
Oh shit! Sorry,
it's okay. And Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. On the West Coast, 3 to 5 p.m., 6 to 8 East Coast, and Legion of Skanks podcast on the Gas Digital Network. And that's Luis J. Gomez, who hosts the Roast Battle.
Great guy.
In New York.
He was on the New York Regionals this week. He's a great guy.
Him and
That's a good show you guys have.
And yeah, that was it's a really fun one.
He's one of my favorite people to crop out of a picture.
Wow.
We're all nice and high, so it's
Doug,
time to...
Doug, are you going to be around town this week?
Watch a ma- What? For what?
I don't know.
I'm setting up the magic trick.
Oh, all right.
You ready? We can chat later, Jeff. It's game time.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Jay, you mind helping me with this one?
Sure.
All right. Just pick a card, any card.
We're sucking for some magic.
Show it to Jeff. Show it to that camera over there.
It's a...
That makes it easy. Just place it back anytime you want, right there. Okay. Check it out. There's a really easy way of knowing which card you picked, because it's actually the only blue card in the deck.
It's fantastic.
It's not over yet, though.
Fantastic.
Put out your hand.
I don't know how you do it. If I could do that,
I'd
get laid so
much. I'm going to turn
that
over and put it here. Put your other hand on top of it. Jeff, tell me when to stop anytime.
5 minutes ago.
I wasn't even out here. All right.
Now.
Take a look at that card.
Got it.
Okay. One more time. One card is blue, but it's not one of these cards. It's actually that one.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Whoa. Amazing. Wow.
Fantastic.
Great trick. What's your name, Bob?
Gabe.
It's Gabe.
It's Gabe. Amazing the, Gabe. Amazing. The amazing Gabe. And
Eight of spades.
We did it.
We finally
That's
did.
So fun.
We got high and watched a magic trick.
Oh.
Is that what happened, man?
Is that what we did?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
When are we rolling yet? When do we start?
The next show, if you want to just, there's plenty of places to crash here at Jash.
You're going
to
do another show?
If you want to do, a Jash and Crash, we're going to do another one. Check this out. The schedule's nuts. A week from tomorrow, Thursday, January 12th, also at 1:15. Very excited about the guests on that one, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you allowed
this
to
was
say?
A good one. This was a real good one.
Are you allowed to say the guests?
I think there's going to be some sweet numbers on this one. I don't want to say the guest names because one time I said the guest names in both.
You try to
drive
up numbers. You try
both of them.
You're trying to
they
drive
died before they so came harmless. On the show, and I just sounded like an asshole. What?
He trying to? If you want to drive up numbers, do something really crazy right at the end. Like
really?
Light something on fire or something. Everyone has to see.
Oh yeah, blow fire at the crew you hate.
Why don't you tell off the crew?
Tell
First me. Of all, if you're going to be a magician, dress like a fucking magician, not like you're coaching Little League.
The amazing Hank.
Great to see the camera guys wearing shorts with their legs spread right in our face.
They're all spreading.
Listen, do you think you're ever going to figure out who Heisenberg is?
All right, well, this has been a great episode. Thank you all for watching.
Yes, our host is...
I really just want to say that I've been honored to have guest hosted Getting Doug with High tonight. My name's Jeff Frost. My guests have been Doug Benson, Big Jay Oakerson.
It was great to be here.
Thank you, Gabe. Great job. See you next week.
Thanks, man.